Like Paul said, in the last five games or so, he's liked what he's seen from you guys 5-on-5. Just what are you doing well, maybe outside of finishing as much as you guys would like?
Look, we're not worried about scoring goals. You know, we'll be just fine there. So, you know, you try to get into a rhythm of what your game is supposed to look like, and it was starting to come together before we headed overseas.
Task of trying to contain top lines, but you expect to see it even more so tonight, just with the way that your lines are distributed right now?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. You know, we control the matchup here, so we'll see what the game plan, you know, calls for. Either way, yeah, we're willing to give it a shot.
When you have seen teams been able to contain the McKinnon line, how have they done it? What do you have to be aware of?
I haven't watched them play this year, and I think that those two guys are 1 and 2 in the league in scoring. Has anyone contained them? they're playing really well. They did some really good things, obviously, last year. You know, he was a Hart Trophy finalist. So it's a difficult line to contain, you know. Obviously, we want to try to stay out of the penalty box, limit their touches there, and you know, make them work 200 feet for everything they get. And with that being said, you know, they're good enough players that even if you do everything right and you have the correct intentions all night, they're probably still going to make some plays, make some things happen. We need Bucky to make a couple saves.
On your line is a line that drives the play too, though, right? I mean, if you're in their end, it's tougher for them to be putting up points, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. With that being said, you know, there's going to be times where they're going to get chances. Just how the game works, they're good enough players that they're going to find a way. And you know, we just want to try to control when and where those chances happen, let our goaltender see them if we can, and from there, you know, like I said, they come 200 feet all night. That's not a whole lot of fun.
You connected with doing a nice play with Nicola. I mean, how's he adjusting to being back on your line?
Yeah, you know, trying to, you know, get, you know, understand how Scheif and I try to play. You know, we don't need to. His speed is so lethal that, you know, he can be a real asset to have. You know, the spacing in the offensive zone is something that we're working on and trying to get that right, so that, you know, we're all in the correct spot at the correct time. And you know, he's been used to skating around people his whole life, so that's a part of the game that's a little bit different for him. But I think these last handful of games, he's done a really good job of, you know, stopping on the puck, being on the right side of the puck, because he's never going to need to cheat for offense. You know, he's so fast and so talented. You know, he can make that happen pretty much any time he's on the ice.
He joked about saying it was his first breakaway goal in 4 years. I mean, what do you think that means for him? He had a long stretch without a goal, and now he seems to be feeling it a little bit more than he had earlier in the year.
Oh, it's confidence. You know, score a couple goals and feel good about yourself. Confidence is a huge thing in this league, so it's good to get him feeling good. Clearly, you know, he's a guy that can push the pace for us and make a lot of great things happen for our team. So, you know, we need him feeling good about his game and playing well.
Paul talked about a new starting point, Blake. Is that what this is? You know, some normalcy to the schedule again for you guys?
Yeah, it feels like game one all over again. You know, it's going to be a grind. You know, we're going to have to really work to get our speed back and get the game back that we felt like we kind of got to where we wanted to be in that Toronto game. Obviously, didn't end the way we wanted to, but large bulk of that game was how we want to play. So we're going to have to fight for it. You know, it's not going to come easy. Hopefully we can get up to speed here quick tonight and you know, get back on track.
Is that where patience maybe plays a role in this as well? Because if it doesn't in the first 10 minutes get to where you want to, that there's still other parts of the game that you can get to that speed game that you want.
We've done it all year. That's what we've had to do. You know, we've been fighting for it every day, and it hasn't come easy. Obviously, you know, getting to the point we were before is a tough place to get to. So we were really liking the direction we were heading, and it's. We're going to start over and do it all over again. But the good news is that we were finding ways to win games going through it. So we've got to replicate that, and hopefully we can get back there as soon as possible.
Is it easy to get in a rhythm when you have the every other night schedule that you're going to have now for the next month or so?
It's going to take time. You know, I think we're creatures of habit. That's what we're trained to do. And with the way our training camp worked, it's been kind of a crazy schedule. Those are all excuses, you know. So with that being said, you know, we've had a lot of rest. We should come out fresh and excited to play a hockey game.